This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. You probably haven't grown any gene-edited crops yet, but they're coming. Pairwise CEO Tom Adams says the company's partnered with large seed companies like Bayer to use gene editing techniques to do things like create shorter stature corn.
So we're using the tools now to create different versions of shortness. We've actually already created some really interesting things that we've handed off to them.
The technology allows them to essentially do the same thing as natural breeding, but in a more accelerated and precise way. The end result, though, is no different from the way plant breeders have developed varieties for over 100 years.
What's happening with gene editing, because you're doing something that's natural, the endpoint is natural, it's something that's already there. You're not putting something in the crop that wasn't there before. Most jurisdictions have basically said this is a product just like a breeding product, and therefore, while you still have post-market regulations like any food, you don't need to have these special pre-market hoops to jump through that we do with GMOs, which I think is a big advantage. And you know, given the challenges we have with the food system, it's really important that we are fast and quick in getting these kind of improvements out.
These crops will be widely available once they've achieved global regulatory approval. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.